Our guest of honor this week is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lamont Dozier. He's a record producer, a singer, and of course, with the Holland Brothers, he wrote just about every Motown hit you ever heard, and there were a lot of them. Most of the Supremes hits, most of the Four Tops hits, some from Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, I could go on and on. And Lamont, we always ask two questions on this show, and the first is, what question are you always asked in interviews that you're kind of sick of being asked?
God, what is my favorite song? When you got some 78 top 10s and 54 or 5 of those are number one, you have to say, when somebody asks you that, think for a minute. How could you pick out of what would be your favorite song? Maybe there are some people that can do that, but it seems like to me, I wind up and say, I love this one. And then the next, but this one had this in it, and that one had it. And next thing you know, you've mentioned your whole catalog.
You must be bombarded by your music like every day. Seem like your music is inescapable. How do you deal with that?
I still feel a proudness of sorts, when I walk in a supermarket or waiting sometimes for a movie to come on in a movie house, and they reach back and play a oldie but goodie or whatever they call it. And it's not as thrilling as it was.
It looks like my hit's being played again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I don't even think about it. It's like somebody else wrote the stuff.
Really? Do you feel like sort of divorced from it a little
bit? Yeah. That's a good word, divorce from it. I don't really pay that much attention to it one way or another.
What's the sort of the most unusual situation where suddenly you found a song that you were responsible for playing?
Oh, God. I hear them every day, but say I stop in the cleaners, you might say, and they're playing this music in the background. I say, I happen to write that. They say, oh, you did. That's great. As if I'm lying about it. So I just stop. I don't say nothing. That's why I don't say nothing anymore. I just say, never mind. And they say, what is it? That song? You like that song? I say, oh, yeah, I like that song. So I don't even get into it. I wrote that song.
I'd love it if you were like, I'm kind of sick of this one.
Yeah.
They play this one too much. You touched a chord with so many people so many times, it almost seems inhuman. Is there something technical going on in your songwriting that you attribute that to? Like some key change that you always managed to work in, or some structure that you found people naturally respond to?
I was looking and feeling and searching for something that would connect with my spirit, something that you couldn't deny, that just took a hold of you. And if I feel it like that, 9 times out of 10, the people that hear it when I finish writing will feel the same feeling,
Well, is there a song that you wrote that you had that feeling and you're like, this is for sure going to be yet another in my long string of number one hits, and it didn't go anywhere? What was it?
Oh, yeah. It was, and it's still a great feeling. I'm in a different world. It was done by the Four Tops. That thing still haunts me today. I can't figure out why people didn't connect. I don't know. Maybe I should just blame it on a promotion at the company. Maybe they didn't promote it well.
That's what I'd do.
But it was so catchy. Yeah. I'm in a different world. Da 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 da. It was just so haunting to me. I'm almost on the verge of crying when I think about it now.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, it was like really infectious. And it was really, it still went to, I think it was about 11 or 12 on the charts. A lot of people say that.
I don't feel bad for you all of a sudden.
Yeah, right.
All right, so the second question that we ask of everybody on this show is, tell us something we don't know, something that no one at our dinner party is going to know.
A lot of people don't know that I started out I used to sell love letters. This is how I got my chops in writing lyrics and things. I started out selling love letters.
To who?
In junior high. And they used to call me the Candy Man.
These are to other students?
Yeah, the guys when they had trouble with their girlfriends or a guy trying to connect with some girl, they'd run to the Candy Man, and the Candy Man would write them some stuff, a dollar a letter, $2 for a phone call now to disguise my voice and sound like that.
Really?
Yeah, and talk to the girl for him.
You were like the Cyrano de Bergerac of your
maybe so. I don't know. Maybe a little different in this case.
Your nose is quite normal.
Yeah.
Lamont Dozier, thank you so much for talking
to us. Thank you. It's my pleasure.